Have you ever come to God with petition, asked for something that you were absolutely convinced that this was exactly the right answer to the need and that God would answer it in that way? Welcome to Answers from Habakkuk. We have been discussing Habakkuk's petition, and we have begun to look at the answer which God provided. And so God did respond to Habakkuk, but to Habakkuk's shock, the response was not what Habakkuk was looking for. I'm reminded of the classic statement, "Be careful what you pray for, you might get it." God does answer prayer, but he doesn't answer them always exactly. In fact, very seldom would he answer prayer exactly the way we would present need to him. So at this point, without going into, I want to yet do that with you, but without going into all of the details of exactly what God tells Habakkuk that he is going to do, there is a very important lesson that it is good for all of us to remember in our prayers unto God. We find ourselves very much like Habakkuk, concerned about things, and we are convinced that we know the right thing that God should do. And you should pray in that way. You should pray with passion. You should pray with conviction. You should pray that you understand the need and what you see from the scripture would be the answer. But at the same time, we always need to keep in mind that prayer is essentially placing ourselves in the plan of God. God is a sovereign God. His plan is perfect. His plan is from eternity. He is always fully aware of what is happening, and he has a plan for that. And yet it is our place. It is part of that working out of God's plan that we bring our petitions before God. But we need to remember that as we pray, we are also praying that God would indeed bring about his perfect plan. And so our prayer should be in the context of being willing to accept what God will do with the needs that we raise before him. Because ultimately his answer is going to be better than the one we may have thought he should do. And so it is important that we do not come to God with the sense that we think we're going to even instruct God as to what he ought to do. We come to God with passion, with concern, with specifics about our prayer. But then we say, "Your will be done, Lord, and I'm ready to receive your will," even though it might even be painful, as it was for Habakkuk, to receive the answer that he gave. So as we continue to look at Habakkuk, we will see the struggle that it was for him, and yet how he submitted to the will of God. Thank you.